sorry, James, that's my reception.
I am so sorry, sir. The line got disconnected. This is James. Can you hear me?
That's okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, lovely. I can also hear you properly now. So now you do one thing, sir. Just close your Bendigo Bank page. Closed it.
I'm actually on my Commonwealth Bank. My phone.
Okay, no, don't use your cell phone because your cell phone was not safe. It has not connected with the secure server. So don't use your cell phone to get login into your bank. Alright. Yeah, just close each and everything and always use your laptop because it has connected to the secure server. So just close your banking, like the Bendigo Bank things, and just type the name of your Commonwealth Bank. The first one, you will got to see something like as Net Bank. Just try to get login, put down your client number. Do you have your client number?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember my password, that's the only thing. I might have to do a new password, I think.
You have forgotten the password of your Commonwealth Bank as well.
Yeah, so I don't really use them very often.
Okay, no problem.
So
Yeah, you can just put down your client number and the password if you have forgot it. You can just simply give a click on forgot password and do the same thing as you did before. I'm holding the line for you. Once you're done, do let me know.
Yeah.
All right. Alright, you do one thing, sir. At the moment, sir, we have just, I just have a conversation with my team, and what they have just told me to do is, as you do the online banking with the help of your mobile phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You check the statements with the help of your mobile phone. So let me just try to get you connected. Just don't try to forget the password of the Commonwealth Bank. Let me just try to connect your cell phone to the secure server, and then we will check in your cell. You just leave your computer. Yeah, you just leave your computer. Let me just go ahead and start the security scan for your bank. Let me just try to get you connected to the secure server, the cell phone which you have got. It's Android, right?
Yeah, Nokia 3530.
Okay, it's Nokia something. Okay. Do you have a Play Store? Okay. Have you got a Play Store or like App Store in your like Nokia phone?
I don't know if I've got it on my computer, but I've never got a Play Store on my phone.
Okay. You have not got a Play Store or anything like that, right?
Not in my laptop, sorry.
No, not in your laptop. In your cell phone, Okay, you do one thing. Just simply try to get login into your Commonwealth Bank and check all of your statements. And
mm-hmm.
Like how much funds you have got in your account, how many accounts do you have got in your Commonwealth Bank, do let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Check all of your funds and do let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And check your statements as well.
No worries.
All right, sir.
I got two accounts with my Commonwealth.
Okay. I like it. It was checking and savings.
Okay.
Lovely. Let me just go ahead and make a note of it. Checking.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is savings. Okay. And this is the personal account of yours, or it has a joint account with your wife or
a personal account.
This is your personal account. All right. Let me go ahead and make a note of it. And how much funds do you have got in your checking?
How much do I have in my card? $5.13.
In your checking?
I don't have a checking account.
You don't have a checking account?
No, I've only got a savings account and a pension account. Everyday account. My banking that I normally use.
Okay, you have told me investment account?
Streamline basic account.
31956 account, okay. And how much funds you have got on that account?
$5.13.
$5, okay.
Yeah.
And how much you have got in your savings?
Nothing.
Right. So you have a zero balance in your savings account. And in
mm-hmm.
your investments, you have got $5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me make a note of it.
So I'm going through to see whether there's any, what you asked me before.
Okay, well, thank you very much for holding the line, sir, for your security purpose. I have a word with my team, and we are going
mm-hmm.
to activate security in all of your banks, all of your information, whatever the things has been corrupted and compromised by these people. And we are also going to put a block on all these people who are connected with you and doing these kinds
mm-hmm.
of illegal activities, right? So that in future, you're not going to face any problem again.
There's one here that I don't know.
Okay, like in your statements, you can see there is a one payment which you're not aware of it. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Like for which transaction it has made, sir? Could you please tell me? Like,
It's called someone's name, but I don't know them. I don't even remember any name of that.
Okay, and what was the. What was the amount which has been taken out?
$10.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and check that as well. No need to be worried about it, as I have told you that no one can be able to take a single cent or whatever the things like whatever the payments has been taken out from your account, right now I'm going to take a legal action against it, and your bank would give you the refund amount of it, of that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Things have been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for your love and your precious time.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Well, just make sure that in future you're not going to share any of your personal or financial things to anyone. Once I fix the problem to you, we would send you an email. All right. And make sure that you're not going to share any of your personal or any of your banking information to anyone. Right?
No, I want to do that thing. You're sitting on my email.
Oh, perfect. All right, sis. Just have a good day. Take care of yourself and have some rest. Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye.
Mm-hmm.